only network hooking you up with the hottest holy hip hop and R&B. Holy Culture Radio. Holy
Culture Radio.
Live in the place to be, it's 5-2 Radio with your hosts, KJ 5 to the 2 and DJ X.
That's right, y'all. 5-2
Easy.
DJ X.
Ayo, yo.
Yes, yes, y'all, it's your boy KJ 5 to the 2.
Yo, DJ X right here.
And you have tuned in to the greatest radio show ever. It's 5-2 Radio. We're very excited.
Bro, I wish what? You would just stop clowning me for my clothes. I know they're black.
Well,
I know the piercings, the whole getup.
The fact is, you look like an emo Puerto Rican Johnny Cash, okay?
I don't care. I know who I am.
People would think you're depressed all the time. But you know what? Let's be real. Depression is not something that comes from what you wear. It's not how you look. But it is something that we can deal with from time to time. And that's what we're going to be talking about today on 5-2 Radio.
Take him to the bridge.
You won't rest as long as you hear your song. Just be faithful, listen.
Alright, y'all, it's your boy KG5 to the 2.
And DJX, that was Cam with Platform.
5-2 Radio. This is 5-2 Radio. You have tuned in. Appreciative of that. And, you know, we're talking about something that, let's be real, it affects everybody at some time or another. If you were just happy and up all the time, my personal opinion is that your head would explode. When we're talking about depression, we're talking about the things that deal with that, the issues that go into that. And you got some statistics here that kind of run down the seriousness of this situation.
Yeah, it affects us all, but really, a lot of times at different levels.
Right.
And sometimes a little more serious than the normal case. Here it says, according to the World Health Organization, untreated depression is the number one cause of suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And suicide is the third leading cause of death among teenagers.
Hmm.
And among teenagers, it's estimated that 20% will suffer from depression at some point by the time they reach adulthood.
Well, that pretty much is all of us at some point or another. That means we're going to go through something like this, and it's going to be tough. You know, not to add too much humor or levity to this whole situation, but I remember this stupid movie I saw one time. It's called Office Space. And in the beginning of the movie, the guy walks in, the main character of the movie, and he walks in, and he's, you know, having a bad day. He's, for lack of a better term, a little bit depressed. And you can see it all over him. And he goes and sits down, and the secretary, who is the exact opposite, she's kind of like this super perky, you know what I'm talking about, that super perky secretary lady.
Had her Folgers in the morning.
Yeah, she had a little too much. And, you know, she walks over to him, and she looks him in the face, and she's like, is somebody having a case of the Mondays? And, dude, I'm telling you, he looked like he wanted to go postal on her. And that, let's be real, that's the way sometimes we just get in a funk. And that's the way we feel. And
my Mondays were every day in school.
yeah, some of us deal with, you know, up and down. Some of us have a continual Monday situation. But that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about depression, all the things that go into that. Stay tuned. We got a lot more coming at you.
The cutest thing, wearing candy curl, but in a lust-filled family, it's hard to be a girl. How is it supposed to be? It doesn't feel right. Brothers and cousins and uncles touching her at night. The pretty girl is cool, but felt out of place. She hated compliments, prisoner of her own face. She aches and hurts inside, but she'll never show it. They want a piece of me, I might as well get paid for it. She pole dance, turn tricks in the VIP. She cries at night, tell herself this life is not me. But God sees it all, through every tear you cry. Dry your eyes, caterpillars turn into butterflies.
I cannot hold this pain anymore.
At the sky a lot, alone and picked on, so he used to cry a lot. But if the other kids knew what he was going through, they probably wouldn't pick at him. Some was hurting, hiding too, but he gon' keep it quiet. He ain't gon' say a thing. Plus the grown-ups won't believe, hurt the family name. So here it go again, a night of fear and pain. But to a pedophile, touching kids just a game. So many abused boys get dealt a bad hand. And not a hurting, confused child's a bad man. But God sees it all, through every tear you cry. Dry your eyes, caterpillars turn into butterflies.
I cannot hold this pain anymore.
You don't know what to do. How can the man you fell in love with be beating you? Throw you against the wall and call you out your name. You wanna tell, but you're too afraid and so shame. You put makeup on your bruised face and try to hide, but you can't cover the kicks and punches you took inside. And it hurts so bad, you wonder what you did. At least he's taking it out on me and not the kids. You lay and pray at night, all you feel is pain. Asking God for help, bawling as the tears came. But God sees it all, through every tear you cry. Dry your eyes, caterpillars turn into butterflies.
I cannot hold this pain anymore.
Did it for you, that's why I did it, y'all. For all the listeners, did it for you. Who have been hearing this? Yeah, that's why I do what I do. Do it for you, do it for you, do it for you. Yeah, let's go. Single mother, low income, riding the bus. Big mama making a fuss, saying to God she trusts. My uncle's 20, I'm 10, taking gold to gin. He don't realize that we all engulfed in sin. Gang gang is on the corner, got me wanna be down. Take a bullet for some city owned government ground. By 25, everybody locked it dead. Too busy playing around, never looking ahead. Every funeral, cats get upset and they cry. Turn their heads to the sky, trying to ask God why. But they never looked up till then. Every other day, concerned with the world and consumed in sin. Not Christ, just heaven they want. They think clean means not trying to sling things out of the trunk. Nobody ever told them heaven was spotless, and we all dirty. That's why we need a holy God to watch.
I did it for you. I opened up and shared my life so that you can see we all need Christ. I did it for you. If you can understand my pain, maybe you can see we all need Christ.
me change. I did it for you. Gave you my life, my pain, my hurt. Man, I hope this worked. I did it for you. Cause since Christ died for sin, I'll never be the same again. I did it for
young
you.
Young dude, I remember coming home after school, changing channels from the videos back to cartoons. Up late, talking on the phone under my bed, so mama couldn't hear some of the things I said. And it wasn't all bad, but it wasn't all good. Even though mama was doing the best she could, I was a latchkey, home alone for hours, entertaining my sin and my soul devoured. Picked up by the cops at the age of 12, and not because my mama didn't raise me well. I was a drug baby, big mama drugged me to church. Hated every minute of it, but she prayed it would work. I ain't never met my daddy, so I feel all empty. Like, why he never callin', why don't he come get me? And mama under legalistic teaching and lies, so she beat me and she tell me it's to keep me alive. A typical youth, I mean atypical youth, 16, agnostic and looking for truth. I live for myself, no one ever told me the plan. God had to bring redemption to a fallible man. Good news really wasn't good news to me, cause I never knew the condemnation due to me. And I wish somebody would've told me then what it meant to know Christ to be born again.
I did it for you. I opened up and shared my life so that you could see we all need Christ. I did it for you. If you can understand my pain, maybe you can see we all need change. I did it for you. Gave you my life, my pain, my hurt. Man, I hope this worked. I did it for you. Cause since Christ died for sin, I'll never be the same again. I did it.
They say Mac got saved and X is a Christian. Well, I don't really know him, but I pray they both listening. It's hard trying to grow up in a sinful land, and you don't have an example of a godly man. Well, hold on. Just keep your eyes on Christ when we enter in the world, man, our lives aren't right. They say heaven's got a ghetto, but that ain't true. And if God has a standard, then that ain't you, and that ain't me. That's what I learned late one night when a man named James White changed my life. He told me that Christ paid a price for sin. Every lie I ever told, Christ died for them. See, I never knew that I offended God. I just knew I really wasn't trying to live for God. And my sins all cost me, yeah, pretty costly. I couldn't blame the hood for the death sin bought me. All that I could do was blame myself and realize there was no way I could change myself. So I trusted Christ with my lustful life, and he saved me, that's why I'm trying to touch the mic. Yeah, so if you ask who I'm spitting this to, that's right, y'all, I did it for you. I did it for you. And if you ask who I've written this to, that's right, y'all, I did it for you.
I did it for you. I opened up and shared my life so that you can see we all need Christ. I did it for you. If you can understand my pain, maybe you can see we all need change. I did it for you. Gave you my life, my pain, my hurt. Man, I hope this worked. I did it for you. Cause since Christ died for sin, I'll never be the same again. I did it for you.
Yes, yes, y'all. It's your boy Kizzy 5 to the 2. You are in the mix on 5-2 radio.
That was Lecrae. Did it for you.
Yes. Well, I'll tell you something that did not do it for me. So we're talking about depression. I can remember a time where I went through a real serious depression. I remember it was probably even almost a good year of dealing with some issues. And you have to, for me, kind of go back to around 18. And basically what happened was I moved out on my own. Now, most people move, you know, what's the big deal, KJ? Most people move out on their own at 18. They go off to college. Well, I moved out and didn't go off to college. I actually moved out, and things necessarily weren't the greatest at home. And I just, at that point, I had to get out. I had to move. And I began to live on my own. I was making $5.50 an hour working at a flower shop. Go ahead, get your laughs in. Get your laughs in. Yeah, you want to talk about depression? Try waking up every day and going, being greeted by flowers. It did not make me happier. So on top of all this, my money situation, on top of my family situation, I'm trying to make something of my life. I'm trying to get a career. I'm trying to go into the ministry. I'm trying to get this music thing going. And I'm talking literally everything slamming shut in my face. It was a really tough time to deal with. It was a hard time. It was a depressing time.
I know really for me during my teenage years, I was so quiet. I was reserved just to myself. if anything went down, which so much things happened, you know, I had that move at 14 years old from New York to Florida, right? Just started high school. It was just such a crazy transition period for me. So through that whole period, I just, if I had something to let out, I really didn't. And I realized at one point in my room, just all these things fell just coming all upon me at once.
Wow.
And it resulted with my fist going through the wall and a big, large hole being in my wall. And I didn't have any pictures or posters that I could maybe adjust and put it over it. So mama saw it, but I was actually surprised. She didn't trip out. But I just realized it was kind of like that soda bottle effect, if anything I could say. It was kind of like the pressure of when you suppress so much things that's going on. When you start to slowly open that cap, it'll just fly off. It'll pop off. And I really think that's that was happening with me.
Now, isn't it interesting? Sometimes our circumstances can cause the depression. Meaning if we weren't necessarily in that situation, we wouldn't necessarily feel that way. But we can't always control life. We can't control necessarily what happens to us. We can only really control how we deal with it. And sometimes we deal with it in unhealthy ways. You know, in your situation, you probably messed up your knuckles a little bit.
Just a little bit. Messed up the wall, too.
Messed up the wall. And, you know, that's kind of what we're talking about, depression. That Coke bottle effect is very true. That is something we can deal with every single day, no matter what happens to us. And, you know, we're not here to just talk about the problem. We're here to discuss the solution. We're going to jump into that in just a minute. This is 5-2 Radio, y'all. Stay tuned.
This song is dedicated to people. Because you know, regardless of age, gender, or race, we all got to go through life, man. Feel me on this one. Meet Charisse, 15 years old. But never had a real father at home. She spent most of her days chasing after acceptance, craving affection until she became pregnant. Now she's faced with the question, should I deliver it or just get rid of it? The pressures of this world. But after careful thought, she respawned in a beautiful little girl. And now her eyes flood with affection when she sees the face. But don't think for a second it's that easy. Cause the bills are past due. Man Jerome, it's been 5 years since you've been gone. Had a full ride scholarship to college, but dad, bad choices got you hemmed up and locked in the slam. And man, I understand I don't write as much as I promised I would. How could I lose touch? Initial on my arm, so I'm reminded daily when I pray to lift you before the Lord. And I'm sure sometimes you might feel like no one's in your corner when going through life's ills. But I implore you, count it all joy, cause it's on the valley floor, the Lord restores calling. So big homie, don't worry about the jury, the case or the outcome, put the faith in God's glory. Because His purpose prevails, whether you're the pastor's child or the person in jail, I proclaim your purpose be sealed. You gon' make it. You gon' make it. Listen, God's master plan is bigger than what you're facing. To my heart, my baby brother, man, where do I start? 19 now, it's taller than me now. Remember back in the day when we used to freestyle for hours on end? We were such good kids until the life I chose caused the switch. I started trekking down a path of destruction and didn't know my baby brother was traveling with my luggage. And to be quite frank, I take the blame for strain cars that cost mom the pain. Then a lot has changed. I got saved, and baby boy, your brother is not the same. And sometimes I know you feel the pressure of living up to the expectations Pop's got for you. But Caleb, I swear, what God's got for you far exceeds what mama could ever dream. You just gotta stop running and see that you can make it, man. You gon' make it, man. Listen, maybe you're faced with an opposition. You know, maybe. Out. I just
make it.
Five Two Radio.
Will you get this? Will you get this? It made me wanna buy gators. A real flossie, the color of now ladies. Like fries on a head, I like an elevator. Got so much style, you can pick the flavor. I'm good, and I'm knocking on greater. Cats cuffing they chicks, they thinking I'ma take them. Nope, I'm a G with mine. I got wifey over here, and she also fine. Plus, I would never pick a penny over nickels and dimes. And it's a whole silver dollar when you talk about mine. Get up, talk to me, let me tell you my passion. She ain't really trying to hear me, she just kept on dancing. DJ, this one's for you. Turn the record up a little, let it do what it do. This ladies go crazy when this one's on. So all my fellas, be careful when you hear this song. They like, money to burn, a whole lot of spectators cause they looking to learn, trying to do lock with their tax return, but I ain't really concerned, you see my focus is firm, shimmy shimmy got them going sweat not to perm, she said I gotta get mine, I ain't worried about churn, so cocky, conceited, let them say what they may but don't believe it, with the best boogie down they can't beat it, sky high but we don't get weeded, when you spirit this fly you don't need it, so do your thing mama, but keep breathing, and don't forget lady like don't heave it, she wheezing, we telling her go, my best friend like no, pull her off the floor, she said that's my song, girl, let me go and scream.
Yes, y'all, it's KJ5 to the 2, your host on 52 Radio. We're going to the email bag. You can always hit us up at
52RadioFM@gmail.com.
Yes.
And somebody did do that, and the question here said, hi, I'm 15, and I have a few questions. I feel that I suffer from depression and have a great fear of seeking help. Can you please help me find a way?
Okay, well, I get emails like this, and a lot of times kids want me to fix all their problems. And, you know, they turn to me because of songs I've written that kind of deal with these type of situations. They think that I always have the answer. And realistically, the best I can do, at the very best I can do, is offer some hope. But realistically, what I always try to do is redirect them. And this email that you just read to me really brings up a great point. And the point is that I have a fear of getting help. And that's the thing, that every time I write these kids back and I say, well, you need to call this number, you need to email this person, you need to do this, I would say about half of them usually write me back and say, I can't open up to these people. And most of this stuff is anonymous. And you know, says, can you please help me and help me find a way to help? The best thing I can do is tell you to call the number that we always tell you guys to call, which is 1-800-394-HOPE. That's 1-800-394-HOPE. And this brings up kind of an interesting point, is that sometimes when we're dealing with issues such as depression, are we really dealing with the issue of depression, or is what we want a little bit of attention? And that actually brings us to the next email. And the next email says, KJ, people, when I say that I'm depressed, they say I'm just doing it for attention. How do I handle this? X, you want to chime in on this?
Yeah, just looking at this. Really, why would they say that? Are you, what kind of thing, or attitude, or your character, or, you know, maybe with your words, what are you giving off to making them think that way?
Right.
Because usually, if they can see, okay, wow, this is my friend, she's really family problems.
Right.
She's going through trouble at school, you know, deaf in the family, maybe something's going on. They can kind of see that, you know, there's reasoning for this. You know, there's a reason for everything.
Right.
But if they're looking at it and they can see that, you know, you're very flamboyant, just kind of always in the, wanting to always be in the spotlight,
right,
wanting always that attention, real loud, then you got to understand why they may be thinking that way.
Right.
And, you know, but if it's truly a friend, if it's a parent, a family, a counselor, a pastor, whatever it may be, they would truly be an ear for you if you need that help and if you really have a reasoning for it.
And the point is, what we're trying to make you understand is this: whether they're saying you're doing it for attention or whether you're really sincere, get help. Get help. That's what it comes down to. Get yourself some real help. It's 1-800-394-HOPE.
We're going to help you out now with some great music. Tripoli from the 116 Click, Get Loose.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy KJ52, and you are listening to 52 Radio on HCR.FM. Keep it locked.
Get loose.
K-A-A. Yeah, you know.
Get loose.
Galatians 5-1. Those for freedom, he set us free, baby.
Get loose. If you know you got that truth, say I'm not a slave, don't take no abuse. Get loose. Ever since you got that truth, you and God got a truth. Set aside for shoes. Get loose. 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 Get loose.
Everybody get loose. We free from chains. Thanks to the King, Christ Jesus, man. Since the day we was born, we was evil, man. Slaves was the norm, then Jesus came. That was straight from the norm, he redeemed us, man. Not in prison of our sin, and homie, we've been changed. In the end, we'll be presented with him free from blame. All because of what he did, we're living free, man. But it's so great that we can come back. Back to the past like the dope bags. We ain't supposed to act like the okay. We ain't seeing that the life we can't hold back. We ain't gotta act sick, we don't have to switch. Little homie gon' check Romans chapter 6. Then we gotta act bad, now that's the trick. Don't fix sin is your master.
Get loose, if you know you got that truth. Say I'm not a slave, don't take no abuse. Get loose, ever since you got that truth, you and God got a truth. Set aside for shoes. Get loose, 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 get loose.
Yeah, freedom was the reason he set us free. Yeah, the Lord Christ Jesus, the best you'll see. Get to know him, behold him, I guess you'll see. Any hour more power than the SUV. Yeah, enough to make cats that always look to sin. Make them write whole verses and hooks to him. Make them unfoolish students of the book like him. Make them walk like, talk like, and look like him. I feel so free, got a hope for me. And there's no way I'm going to the OB. Since I'm free from my knees, say I'm supposed to be. Man, I'm staying close to praying that he molds me. I'm running from my sin cause I'm free from that. But every now and then I feel myself creeping back. Then I run to the world where Jesus sat. To pray, lead my life and be pleased with day.
Get loose, if you know you got that truth. Say I'm not a slave, don't take no abuse. Get loose, ever since you got that truth. You and God got a truth, set aside for shoes. Get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose, get loose.
Growth on slow mo. No more Drake, no Dro to blow. Tryna push it to the Lord, that's what I flow for. So, bro, let's celebrate, we free, though. Sin ain't got a hold on me, though. Run it back to the Lord when we fall.
And I wanna give up.
I've been wondering why.
Why's the world getting so crazy?
Still somehow I believe.
Come too far to die now.
Always survive.
If you're a survivor, get up.
Let's get it.
Don't cry now. Go ahead and get out of my system. I'm a hurt now. Soon I gotta get back to living. Can't be here next year. Giving you these things to so hope you enjoy it. This is the last one. You take a piece of me.
Check it out, y'all.
Decide right now. I don't know how I'm gonna get through it. I'm broke right now. I pray somehow, cause I can't do it.
Ain't got no money.
Can't keep living like this. So there's gotta be more than
y'all, it's your boy KJ5 to the 2.
KJX, that was Kurt Franklin, Declaration, This Is It.
And this is 5-2 Radio. You can always hit us up at 52RadioFM@gmail.com. Today we're talking about depression, situations that we deal with and we go through and the things that we struggle with. And you know, the one thing that really makes me mad is when people paint Christianity as this sort of walk in the park, that they equate happiness with being a good Christian. And depression would equate being a not good Christian in some of their minds. And you know what? Let's be real. That's not what the Bible says. It's not what it teaches. It's not what it shows. I mean, you go read the Psalms. You read what David had to say. You even read what Jesus went through in the garden. This is a part of life, and this is what we deal with. And you actually have a psalm that David wrote that dealt with this exact same situation.
In 42:5, it says, "Why am I discouraged? Why so sad? I will put my hope in God. I will praise him again, my savior. You look at Israeli, you know, that term out there, emo, you know, emo music.
Yes,
where, hey, you
yes.
dress emo.
Which is short for what?
That is emotional.
Okay.
But you think about it. Well, okay, what is emotional? Highs, lows, your mountaintop, the valleys. But we label people that. But really, just look at throughout the whole Bible. In the Psalms, David's life alone, you can really say that was emo.
David was the original emo. That's right. And, you know, life is emotional. Life is something we go through, and it has the ups. It has the downs. We don't just always stay on the mountaintop. We're not always in the valley. We're always going up and down because that is the situation of the world we live in. And David said right there, why am I so discouraged? Why am I dealing with this? Why? He felt the frustration of depression. And if anybody's been in that, when you really sink to your low, they have... You know, you can literally feel yourself crying out, why am I going through this? Why do I feel this way? I don't want to deal with this now.
What I liked here, too, is he wasn't afraid to actually question God.
Right.
Because sometimes we put this picture, oh, he's just full of wrath, judgment. I can't, right. Okay, don't turn my face. But no, he's saying, no, I'm here for you to talk to, for you to communicate with. If you have those questions, come to me with them. But at the same point, know that I'm God. I love you.
Right. And you know... Let's be real. When we're in that funk, when we're dealing with the lows of life, sometimes we don't want to talk to anybody. You just want to curl up in the corner, pull the shades down, put the blanket over your head, and not come out till it's over with. And that's what David was going through. He's saying, why do I feel this way? Why am I going through this? And he said, but you know what? What I need to do, and he was literally talking to himself, giving himself a pep talk. You know what I mean? When you don't feel like talking to God, you don't feel like talking to anybody else, sometimes you got to talk to yourself and go, you know what? What you need to do right now, what I need to do right now is I need to put my trust in God. And God is a big enough God that he knows what we're going through. He knows what we're dealing with. You know what I mean? We can't fool him. So at that point, right then, right there, we have to stop and go, you know what, God? Even in the midst of my depression, I put my trust in you.
5-2 Radio.
The second school shooting in 3 days has claimed the life of a principal, a 15-year-old student charged with murder.
Open your mind and ears, I got a song that's sorta revolutionary. I wanna take you back to soul clap from the hands of the visionaries. Back when they came together and folks fared on the hopes of broke bread. When the whole neighborhood stood in one accord when their babies were born and daddy never broke a promise. He always kept it family, no baby mamas. And conversation wasn't all text, message, and cellies. Lifestyles of celebrities and who got the celery. I'm talking about a foundation where each one helped to raise one.
Alright.
I hope that you can all relate to these teammates with a dream and a clean slate.
Baby, we can come together.
What?
Start over.
For the family tree.
All over.
One heartbeat like a symphony.
Let's forgive and go back to center. All over.
Now everybody grab a hand. All aboard the caravan. Back to the covenant.
Let's learn a lesson from my elders.
Start over. Come on.
And point our children to their maker. All over.
From New Orleans to the land of Noah, to African Highland and Island Samoa. I wanna subscribe everybody to my email blast and ask, can we get a little peace in the classroom? Don't even settle for a moment of silence to silence the tyrants and quiet the sirens, man. I hope that you can all relate to these teammates with a dream and a clean slate line.
Maybe we can come together, start over.
Family tree,
all over.
One heartbeat like a symphony.
Let's forgive and go back to center.
What?
All over.
Everybody grab a hand. All aboard the caravan. And it's okay. You know it's okay. You know it's alright. To let the love shine out like a ray that blazes from the sun's light. Because the sooner that we all realize the promise of a future is in our hands, we can abort the fall and back to the garden, back to the center and back to the covenant.
Y'all, it's your boy KJ5 to the 2.
And DJ X, bro, really, you have to leave me alone with my Emery, my Amberlin under oath. Just stop bothering me, man.
Well, maybe we didn't learn this today, but what we should have learned is the fact that DJ X actually likes Mr. DJ X, Mr. Hip Hop, Mr. Saggy Drawers.
New York himself.
One thing you need to learn about him is that he actually likes emo music. He likes depressing music.
I like to have bang a little bit.
Well, today we've actually been talking about depression and, you know, maybe you're dealing with that. You want to talk to us? You can talk to us. You can hit us up at 52radiofm@gmail.com. But, you know, someone you can talk to directly, importantly, right away, is God. But if you need someone, an actual person, you can talk to the Hope Line, 1-800-394-HOPE. That's 1-800-394-HOPE. Dealing with a serious issue like depression, maybe you need somebody to talk to, whether it's big or small. You know, we've learned today that we all go through this. David went through this.
Jesus
went through this. But it's not just about the problem. It's about finding a solution. It's about getting through your situation. Please hit that number up, 1-800-394-HOPE.
No matter what you're going through, there's a God there for you. Foxy Radio is there for you. And there's people out there that's willing to help you.
Yes. So once again, as we always say, thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate it. A lot more great music coming at you. God bless.
52 Radio.
It's your boy T-Bone, I'm back again, y'all. It's once for everyone searching in life, trying to find a way through this thing. Growing up, we didn't have much. I still remember mom in the welfare line. Pops on the corner slanging flowers, trying to make a dime. Hustling hard, working beyond the 9 to 5. Praying somebody stop a cause, just keep passing the vibe. My older sister ran away and chose a life of crime. My younger sister getting calls from these older guys. I still hear the sound of them sirens running through my mind. Saw my grandma dying, a stretcher before my very eyes. And who could forget the flames coming out of my room, with firefighters trying to save everything that ain't ruined. It's bad enough we barely making ends meet. Now we ain't even got a blanket or a place to sleep. Man, we all been through struggles in them harder times. And at times it seems that there ain't no peace of mind. But just when I started to doubt, thinking nobody cares, I looked up and found that you was always right there. I'm still looking for, keep looking for, out searching nothing but the steady looking for. High ceilings in the pool to swim. I got a lot of famous high profile friends. A white Benz laced with them chrome spinning rims. Top dollar brand fashion in the Jacob watch. Bracelet with canaries in them flawless rocks. I went from player hated to Grammy nominated, to making movies with Cuba and Beyonce, so they say I made it. Finally got my
my music making all the headlines. Radio spinning my single back to back 10 times. But still it wasn't everything that I thought it'd be. Found me searching for love and life's remedy. Money bought me cars, power and yachts. I'm still distraught. Got my stomach tangled in knots. Sad and depressed. Finally after everything I've been through, I found out the only thing that I was missing was you. I'm still looking for.
Dressing everybody, who you gonna be? What you gonna do now? Who you gonna be? What you doing in here? Who you gonna be? What you gonna do now? Who you gonna be? What you doing in here?
Christ,
one, yeah. Call my crew little Jesuses. Call my whole team little Jesuses.
Christ,
one,
yeah.
Call my crew little Jesuses. Call my whole team little Jesuses. We are the ones you'll find at the bar. Nah, sipping on a glass of water. On the rocks and our hands are the keys to your car.
Designated driver,
save your life, huh? The one you call at the end of the night, huh? High as a kite without lighters. Kryptonite idas can't grip my sinus.
Christ, one,
yeah. Call my crew little Jesuses. Call my whole team little Jesuses.
Christ, one,
yeah. Call my crew little Jesuses. Call my whole team little Jesuses.
My team break loose on the floor for pure sport. Ain't dressed like the rest for pure thoughts. Walked up in here with a pure heart. Not alone, no. I'm accountable to four. Brothers on the dance floor, got it watching it all. Making sure we don't fall into a trap door. Please quit rubbing on me. I was doing fine by myself, excuse me. My life has changed, I don't act the same. I have a new outlook on life, okay? Used to hit the strip like every Friday. Same club, same drug, different name. Feeling the same, waking up in a strange place. In a hotel, not really a holiday. You can't erase the strange feel. Not 100% sure you clean still.
Christ, one,
yeah.
Call my crew little Jesuses. Call my whole team little Jesuses.
Christ,
one,
yeah.
Call my crew little Jesuses. Call my whole team little Jesuses.
We don't shrink back for nobody. Walk man tall, addressing everybody. We don't shrink back for nobody. Walk man tall, addressing everybody.
Who you gonna be? What you gonna do now? Who you gonna be? What you doing in here? Who you gonna be? What you gonna do now? Who you gonna be? What you doing in here?
Just get
Give me Jesus, he's all I need. Break the chains of immorality. People still hitting the scene like zombies to forget the stress they got in the club last week. They be thinking about it all week. Then they gon' go again looking just like a freak. So another man could buy them some drinks. Then they going home with a stranger with money. So they repeat these things. It's a cycle of self-inflicted pain. Actually, the definition of insane is doing the same thing, but expecting change.
Christ one. Yeah.
Call my crew Lil Jesuses. Call my whole team Lil Jesuses.
Christ one. Yeah.
Call my crew Lil Jesuses. Call my whole team Lil Jesuses.
5-2 Radio.
Has been brought to you by the good folks at 3HMP3.com.
The people's choice for holy hip-hop downloads.